Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people, Anita Rosen, who's coming up on 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the pioneers of the whole commercializing of the World Wide Web, folks. She helped build one of the first e-commerce sites on the planet. Back in the day, she was just a baby when she did that. By the way, she's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, and her new book is called E-Learning 2.0. But more importantly, she's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Anita. One of the things I said in the previous segment was about how customer expectations are changing, and you know, I remember, you know, coming up in the marketplace as a young pup. From any year to year, you know, there was very little adjustment that marketers made in their strategy year over year. I mean, you might have to watch that movie 5 years, 10 years almost back in those days before you saw any kind of significant change. Today, that things are changing, you know, like every day, every week, every month. And it's because of customer expectations, I think. They have new ways of consuming products, using products, new ideas, a lot of new things going on, technology, et cetera. Customer expectations are really something we have to keep up with, and that includes the way we market to them, isn't it?
Well, definitely. Well, you need to be where the customers are. And you need to be in the media that the customers are using. And you need to provide the customer with the information that they need when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more into just-in-time. Having a storefront won't necessarily keep you in business.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading in the Wall Street Journal that Jeffrey Zaslow, one of the writers, they had an excerpt from a book he wrote about a woman who has a bridal boutique in some small town in Michigan. And what they were saying, it's like the granddaughter is now running this. And what she was saying is that they provide this whole service, but how life is changing in the Internet for them, the days of the Internet. And I think that's true for most businesses.
That's right.
Because their big concern is that, you know, people are buying $1,000 dresses. And one of the comments that they had was they are concerned that people were going to go find a dress and then get on the Internet and get it for $50 less.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that the small business was concerned that they'd come to their store and find what they wanted and try it on and everything, use that store as research, and then go try to find the same thing and save money online? And that's a real problem for small businesses.
Definitely. And I don't think so. The first thought, now, they only had the expert, and they didn't get into what they were doing, and the first thing I thought is, if there's such a big bridal salon, why aren't they on the Internet?
Right.
And why aren't they providing that exact same service that what mm-hmm. they say to them is, instead of, like, being, you know, so they're going to come try it on, well, people can have two different experiences. Come on in. And then you could go back to the Internet and buy your dress from us.
Well, the thing about it is,
also in both places.
Of course, people aren't buying it from the Internet just because they want it from the Internet. They're buying it from the Internet because somebody can sell it cheaper by not having to have a storefront. That's the issue. But if you've got a small business, you can't just compete by having a website or having an online capability. You've got to compete on delivering value. And make those people believe that the value is worth that. But you do have to meet their expectations with regard to how they find you. As you said, they want to, before they come in to try something on, you want them to be able to see your wedding dress online. Because that's how they're going to narrow down which shops they're going to go into, isn't it?
Well, and it also now expands you. So instead of being someone that's a small regional player, why can't you be a national player?
Well, that's right.
Why can't someone in a small town in Iowa find you instead of just small towns in Michigan?
Well, but you know what? To me, it doesn't matter, Anita, whether you want to be national or not. With local search, you can be powerful. Local search is a powerful capability we have right now. But the main thing is, regardless of where people look for you, regardless of what their expectations are, they are looking for you folks using what Anita's calls the new media. And they're looking for you there. And if you're not there, you become irrelevant because they don't even know you exist. Before you even know they exist, they don't know you exist. And you can't sell to people who don't know you exist. 20 till. Right back with Anita Rosen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.